it like a pastor. To be
what are you doing?
We're on the air again. The after
Yay.
Show.
Hi, Air.
After show for
Hi,
the
Air.
Win.
How are you doing, Air?
I'm still here.
Hi, Jen. Hey, if anyone wants to call us, if anyone wants to call into the after show, the note number is 505-796-4020. Call in and Tombstone will be creepy at you.
Oh. And Tombstone, to answer your question, yes. I couldn't.
Last time I heard him, he was like all like weird and like he was wanting somebody to like be friends with him or something. It's like, dude, come on. Come on.
Wait, what is it, Jen? What did you say, Jennifer?
It's just an act.
I'll be friends with you, Tombstone.
Is he, like, trying to rock the creepy thing, or is he really, like, that creepy now?
I think
is
it's it a little just, of both.
Yeah.
Brad, did you...
Is he, like, driving the black South Sand?
Brad, do you like the idea I gave you this afternoon?
No. I don't know what you're talking about, actually. I'm sorry.
Tombstone, are you looking for a guy friend? I'll be your friend. You want to, like, trade, like, a blowjob?
Yeah, come on. You should experiment, you know? You got to know what you like.
I've seen Tombstone in action. I've watched his porn video. I'd fuck him.
Oh, shucks.
How much did Tombstone have to pay to be in it?
Well, it was just some poor girl that, you know,
some poor 14-year-old girl.
No.
They had to be at least 18, Matt. Otherwise, the FBI would be on your ass.
Yep.
Yeah, how do you prove like that a girl's 14 years old? That's what I want to know.
Well, here's how you find out. They're 14 if it's on Jason Heckathorn's hard drive.
Heckathorn. Heckathorn references for the win.
They cross-reference the Jason Heckathorn database, and then they know for sure.
So, by the way, when are you going to do a PLA radio on Curtis Lee Jones?
Never.
I was going to, but bye, Tombstone. We don't need that.
No.
What was he doing?
I don't know.
His bayonet?
I don't know. He's probably it was the process of being like extra creepy at us in some way, and we just hadn't gotten to the punchline yet.
Yeah. I was just sharpening my bayonet.
I'm just going to... I just need to, like, ban
him. I can try to be extra creepy. I do love everyone here, but I love RB more in a jail kind of way. Come here. Jail.
You're the best.
Yeah.
I watched Russia's Toughest Prison tonight. That was a crazy flick. Or a National Geo documentary. Huh? It was a National Geographic one-off. I watched it on YouTube. Wow.
I was about to say, Matt has cable.
Oh, I got satellite. I just don't. I don't care for the commercials. Like, I watch. It's the bitch. I got it, like, the HD just to watch The Walking Dead. But I can't stand the fucking commercials, so I watch
Dude,
it on
Dude, fuck Walking Dead, man. Walking Dead is a big pile of shit in the second season.
But I like it, dude. Well, like I read all the books, and I'm I know where it's going. I know, like, if it gets to that craziness where they cut his hand off and had him doing gladiator fights eventually and shit. Like,
they could improve, but like so far it's been a big pile of shit in the second.
Well, it's been a lot slower and a lot more dramatic, but I wouldn't call it a pile of shit.
Aren't you thinking more of like Evil Dead, where he gets his skin cut off and he replaces it with a
chainsaw? No, in the Walking Dead comics, I know that there's weird like gladiator because they haven't even got to the prison yet, dude. You know,
yeah,
and they bunker
up.
Down.
I'm surprised they haven't gotten there.
Yeah, well,
Hello.
they're
Hey, Chander. Tell them to stop talking about zombie movies.
Less Walking Dead, more pranks.
Yeah.
Let's call Zombie Mildred.
Okay. Why not? We haven't called her in a long time.
Yeah, let's.
That could be Big rich zombie Mildred.
I feel bad harassing her because she's just some like innocent old lady, and you know. But still, I keep
her. She needs friends, though.
Yeah.
You keeping her?
I don't think she needs friends at 2 in the morning. But whatever.
Yes.
Who doesn't need a friend at 2 in the morning? Come on, really.
All right.
Who doesn't need
it? Here comes Zombie Mildred. I don't know who wants
this
her.
Could be good.
I'm not going to talk. It's all you guys.
Okay, I'll do it.
Of course you will. Oh, call dropped. Whoa. What the hell?
Oh, evil.
Let's try again.
All dropped. Well, that's weird. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to start hanging up until I figure out who is making the noise.
That's weird static.
Okay, wasn't you? Wasn't you? Not you. Who else?
Oh. Oh, please don't let it be me. No. Not me.
I don't think it was you.
No.
It went away.
Yeah.
It's somebody just tweaking a signal.
Somebody knows.
And they just...
Somebody knew to mute.
Okay, I'll mute.
Hey, Brad, I thought a new version of the PLA worked in.
Okay.
You have to go into the Walmart pass game, and you have to get passed around the department, but you can only use classic movie quotes.
That sounds difficult.
Whoever the hell that was, he's really
call from
silent.
Unknown caller. To add this caller to your current call, press 5. To accept, press 1.
It's too much work.
You didn't accept that call.
No, I did. I pushed accept, and it just hung up on me.
They gave up. They were like, oh.
I think it was Zyklon. There he is again. He's not going to give up.
I'm going to have to wash these fucking pants tomorrow. This sucks.
That's great.
Shit smells malty.
Oh, wow. All
right. New Zombie Mildred. Let's try her once more.
Okay. I'll do it. Mike has given me an idea for a good idea for a call.
I just keep saying call drop, though.
Josh has a call from Russia.
Call dropped. That's weird.
I think maybe she changed her number. I haven't called her since, back in the original call, so maybe she changed her number because of us. Hello.
Oh, that's nice to know.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Let's test it out by calling the payphone back door, and we'll see if that goes through. Oh, call dropped. What the fuck? I think too many people are on. I'm just going to have to hang up on everyone.
Click.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Can I talk to the back door 411 operator?
No. I can't get through to them for some reason.
707-374-0033.
Yeah, okay. Oh shit.
Hello.
Hola.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You're in my night.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Larry from downtown Katoa. I'm calling to come pick up the abandoned El Camino at 8 a.m. this morning.
I think that was Mildred.
That went well.
I think she needs to hear bitch and Camaro.
What about Domino's? There's a lot of people on the line. We might want to do a mic check.
Yeah, we completely forgot about to even mention Keith. Domino's.
We should all say we're ordering a pizza.
Hello, oh wait, no. I thought that was her. Let me try once more. I'm going to try Zombie Mildred.
Domino's, say we're ordering a pizza and argue over the topic.
It's a Zombie Mildred again.
Hello.
Hello, is this Zombie Mildred?
Yes.
I'm sorry to call so late. I was calling about the El Camino.
We don't have nothing like that.
What kind of car do you have, and how much would you like for it?
I don't want to sell it.
Well, you got to sell it. You don't have a choice. I'm going to buy it from you, and that's just how it is.
Well, you just think so.
I do. I know so, motherfucker.
Can we have a starting bid? 500?
$510 going here.
$501.
$502.
Fuck.
47 rubles.
For the 6 foot
in
this band.
She's gone.
Let's call her back. 8,000 Hawaiian dollars.
She needs to obey.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Mike speaking. Would this be for pickup or delivery?
Keith, please.
You say Keith?
Yeah, put Keith on the phone.
Oh, yeah, he ain't working tonight.
Oh, what's wrong? Like, why isn't he there?
Well, okay, everyone, what do you want on your pizzas?
Yeah, Keith ain't working tonight. It's just, it's Jamie's working.
Is he, like, recovering from his heart attack still?
You talking about Keith?
Yeah.
Keith had a heart attack?
Did he have a heart attack?
I didn't know anything about it. Oh, I hadn't seen him in a couple of days, but...
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Okay, ask everyone.
Everyone yell at
me. Then you gotta talk to Jamie about it.
You're from the hospital.
Did you hear what he just said? He just said, yeah. That's those pranksters from the radio.
Oh, no. Call them back.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Jen, call us back, Jen. Jen left.
All right, guys. Not tonight.
Oh, yes, tonight. You don't have a choice.
Not tonight,
I need to speak to Jamie, tonight. Please.
We really need to know about Keith. Well, I feel better now because Keith didn't have a heart attack, right? Or at least that guy didn't know about it.
Well, he didn't know about a lot of things.
What if
he does know about them radio pranksters.
What if it was fatal?
They all know who the hell that we are, because like we were on a long conversation on them just a couple days ago, and they were like, are you guys the guys from like the cacti or radio whatever?
You guys let them know who we
call
are.
Them and ask them to plug us on their announcement front line, you know, that thank you for calling Domino's.
Yeah. That's the best idea.
And please check in on Cacti Radio.
Wouldn't it be great if they changed their phone number because of us?
That'd be so gay.
Get one of them to say, I love Cacti Radio, or so, PLA.
What should we call tonight?
Dude, it is so impossible to get one of those guys to say, go away, PLA. I was like, go on.
Need more stuff for the intro music. More material. It's not long enough.
We need
more telephones.
Jen!
Hello, Jen! What are you doing?
Yeah,
hang up on me anymore. Give me a complex.
It was an accident, I'm sorry. I was like trying to
on everybody to clear it.
I was isolating the source of the crazy noise.
God, you're so mean.
Yes, what they mean.
Oh, wait, no, you were echoing, just like you are still now.
Wait, I'll stop echoing then.
I'm going to hang up on you.
No, don't hang up on me, damn it.
Sound like you're in a cave.
I am in a cave. No.
You sound like you're in a stairwell at DEFCON smoking cigarettes.
You sound like a cheap version of Brad God.
I have no idea what you just said, but
I am the cheap version of Brad God.
It's a lie. It's a scam.
Yeah,
imposter.
Hey, do you remember when we did those prank calls to Walgreens photo department and got them to tell us like all the pictures?
those were ridiculously great.
Can we try?
The preacher guy was the shit.
I remember him. Let's try that again. But the only place I know to try is Hawaii, and that's probably what we did before. So they're gonna know better.
Well, a lot of them are open 24 hours though.
Oh, are they?
But the beauty of...
Thank you for calling your 24-hour Walgreens, located at...
Yeah, see?
Arm yourself with answers at Walgreens. Your entry was not like... Arm yourself with answers at Walgreens this cold and flu season.
There's more buttons.
Walgreens flu...
Yeah.
A line to speak with a member of our staff.
Yay. Does anybody want to be the corporate office and get the numbers?
Choose from an array of scented candles. Let's decorate.
I'll harass the people when we get them.
We're calling Walgreens now since we get.
Hi, is this the photo department?
Hello?
Is this the photo department?
You want to speak to the photo department?
Yes, put the photo department on the phone!
Maybe that's more like authentic than the dot matrix.
It's funny because I know you're not just doing the echo. You're also like, I can see you like animating yourself.
What? You're watching me?
Dot
you're
on matrix, the... please, right now.
Hey, what if I dot matrix with an echo?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Both at the same time.
Holy shit.
Jesus. It sounds like I'm smoking salvia. It sounds like I'm smoking salvia.
This is the photo department. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Walgreens.
Hello.
Hello. I was calling to find out, did you have any photo packets waiting there for people to pick up? Because we showed that there were some on our computer, but then they didn't show up, so we're just wanting to confirm the number that you had there.
Yeah, you know what? It didn't show up for a little while, and what I did was shut down the system and then restarted it, and so I'm seeing right now that it did show up after all.
Well, I mean, like, physically, the packets that you have behind the counter, do you have many packets waiting right now?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just, like, it should be in the A's, A through D is what it shows that's missing. Like, do you have any of the, any photos waiting for people with those last names that start with the A or D? A, B, or C, or D?
And it's photos?
Yeah, they're photos.
A, B, C, or D?
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Were you having computer problems then there?
Nope. We just had, sometimes it does do that.
Oh.
It'll, like, internet orders.
Oh, I see.
It will freeze, and it won't send to my, my computer on the other end so I can process it.
Oh, so you have to reboot?
Yeah, I had to reboot it.
So, like,
so
the packets of pictures that people come up and pick up in the store, do you have any of those in there?
I have, for Todd. His name is Todd something.
Which phone number is that one under? Because I could look it up under the phone number.
Okay, hold on one sec, okay?
Oh, sure.
His name is Todd Sandoval.
Uh-huh.
And he's... I guess he sent out DVDs a long time ago. So his phone number is 808-221-2077.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is that the only packet that's back there behind the counter?
No, he has a lot of them.
Oh, I see. But, I mean, are there other names besides... Are there other customers besides Todd that are waiting to be picked up?
I don't think so. These are the only ones that I see. I'm sorry, my phone can't reach that long. Hold on.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay?
You should get a cordless, like Target. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Satan.
Should I just hang up on her, or should I make fun of her for giving it to me?
Oh, make sure to tell her it's a prank.
Hey, Matt, pretend you're my drunken friend and we were just, like, wanting to prank him.
And then I have a better idea. Let
pretend.
Me talk to
her.
Pretend to be Todd.
Todd.
I know that's a stretch.
For fuck with her computer.
To act.
You do have Todd's drunken. Number. I say we call Todd.
Yeah,
Matt,
call
can you pretend
I'm working on it.
I'm just going to hang up on Walgreens because I, like, you know, people are listening and I'm sure someone's going to call Todd before we do, so... Like right now. Here we go.
I want to pick up his packages.
Oh, it says invalid phone number again. Shit.
What?
It's just doing that. We have like too many phone numbers on here or something.
Can't be too many. Called like more than 10 people at once.
Why does it do this? Invalid phone number. Here, I'm going to punch it into TNID.org and make sure it's a real number.
Well, maybe if this guy's a maniac, like, he might have just left the wrong number.
Yeah, it looks like it's not a valid phone number according to TNID.
I bet he left scandalous photos.
Damn it.
Yeah, he was probably pissy drunk. Well, they'll only print, like, so scandalous, won't they?
If they're not looking. Just like, whatever.
Dude, hey, Brad, who did that? Who did those Obey the Cactus pictures?
Oh, that's me.
Those are nice.
Aw, thanks.
You drew those?
Yeah.
You drew them, Drew?
Yep.
Get out of here.
For real,
everybody print it out.
It's just a picture of a cactus.
Dude, it's like a cool face and shit, though. It's really cool. The first one, I saw the first one that was drawn before there was shit over it. That was really good.
Well, thank you.
It needs to be made into a butt or shirt.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, somebody wrote Obey the Cactus in Tiny Chat, and for whatever reason... Was it you, for real?
Yeah,
I think
one of my
savings. I think on the back of the Harley shirt, you could do the PLA go away. Or does that cause extra?
Oh, the tour dates? I should do an Obey...
No, just write... Just write big letters, PLA, go away.
Yeah. I should write the Obey the Cactus World Tour, U.S. Tour.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
94 to 2011.
Well,
ongoing.
This Todd guy, his number isn't working. Like, I don't think it's a real number. Have you guys tried to call it to see if it's for real?
No.
No.
Goddamn!
Here, I can try on my phone.
Let me try once more on here.
Let's call Walgreens back.
It was 808 something, right?
Yeah, they only had that one number though. Walgreens did. Todd Sandoval.
808.
Oh, here's an 808. Let's call that dude drop head in the alleyway with the guy that swears to everybody.
It's Carlito.
Is that Carlito's thing?
Yeah.
We should get Carlito.
201.
Let's see. There's no Carlito online right now.
No. I heard one of the messages that I've heard on thisisrecording.com when I called him.
Yay!
Thisisrecording.com.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Fuck you, I'm drinking.
Your children will be placed.
This is a recording.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
This is a recording. It's like such a labor of love. It's just ridiculous. It's so awesome.
It really is. You're the best, Jim.
It really is, because it has absolutely no point. And I have absolutely no idea why anyone goes to it. It's this whole stupid website. Oh. I started it because if there's anything at the
Thank
time...
Thank you for calling your 24-hour library.
Because you're a big nerd like we are, and that's why
tell
we
Walgreens about it.
Walgreens
that's why we love your site.
Walgreens flu shots available daily, and Walgreens tree was not recognized.
Well, we
love you. We love you, Jen.
If Walgreens is cold and flu season. Walgreens flu shots available daily, and Walgreens.
How they get you with it? They get you with those fucking
press
flu shots.
Button,
press 1 to refill your prescription.
Oh, yes, music.
It's beautiful.
Time
Merry
for more
Christmas.
Beer.
God damn. Too soon.
Okay, let me talk to him.
Hello?
Hello. We'd like to talk to the photo department.
Hello?
Photo department, please.
Photo department.
You need to talk to the photo department?
Yes, I've said that twice now. God damn it. Come on, please. It's an emergency.
Yeah, this is the pharmacy. Hold on.
Yeah, retard.
She don't know how to use the phone.
Retards don't know how to use a phone.
Exactly.
Who is this singing? This is like a fake Elvis or something, isn't it?
Hello, department. This is Clay. May I help you?
Hi, this is John from the corporate office with Walgreens.
Hello.
Hello, I'm calling because some of the photos that you have waiting there in the little packet thingies, they didn't show up on our computer. Do you have any photos waiting right now? like for people to pick up and the crazy packet things that the kids are doing these days?
What do you mean?
Oh, well, do you have any packets
to pick up?
Yeah, like packets that are being waiting to be picked up.
We have lots.
Oh, because it shows that something in the A, B, C, or D, like A through D is how we have it categorized. Those didn't show up on our computer. So do you have anything that's like in the A's, B's, C's, or D's?
Yeah.
Like, do you have one that's understandable? Or what names do you have that are in there?
You're asking, do we have photos that are in the bin, filed away, waiting to be picked up?
Yes, in the bins. Sorry if I was unclear on that. We're just having computer problems here, and they're not showing up. The files aren't being sent from your store. That sounds technical enough to fool you.
Technical writer.
But do you have anything in the A's that are waiting to be picked up?
Well, we have orders for several days. We have orders that go back to November 6th.
Whoa, all the way to November 6th?
About like in the past few minutes? Or?
Oh, just anything in the A's or B's? That's where it seems like the problem happened. Is it the A's or the B's, probably? Like, what names do you have that are waiting, the A's or B's?
Okay, well, let me get a phone number and call you back.
Well, no, because that won't work, because I'm trying to fool you by saying I'm in the corporate office, and I'm trying to get customer names and phone numbers. Because I work at CVS, and we're trying to steal your customers away.
Well, see, I don't know that that's true, so...
Oh, no, it's true, I assure you. Oh, okay. Well, my number is area code 505-796...
796...
Uh-huh, 4020. And my name is Todd.
Zero.
I'm in the corporate...
Zero.
Yeah,
Todd.
I'm in the technical support department, and we're just trying to clear up this problem with the computer.
Okay.
Yep, if you can just...
505-796-4020.
Yes. Are you able to call long-distance numbers from the store? Because I know that would be long-distance from your
store.
No,
I'll have the manager call from the office.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right.
Thank you.
You can understand where I'm at, though, can't
you? Of course I can. Have the manager call.
I don't think that's going to work.
Sorry about the technical writer.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was fucking with him at that point already.
He wasn't going to do
okay.
It.
This is too much work.
I was getting beer. It's so funny, these people that, like, take this shit all serious. Like, that's customer data.
Steal the info.
That's
what I was like, about the El Camino.
If you get the photo department people's information, you can take a real world.
Yeah.
I know. Some poor grown man that's working a minimum wage in a vest. The poor fucker.
Yeah, Brad, why don't you, like, make a new song except, like, an emergency song? So, like, if something happens, you can sing, like, "We are having technical problems." You know, something like that.
I should get those people to do it. Double clicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They can do it for me.
Because they're so awesome.
I'm trying to get someone to call in right now.
You want me to try Walgreens once more just to do some of the photo things?
Sure.
Or does someone else want to be the corporate office?
I'm trying.
You're always so willing.
Maybe Rob. Brad, if someone calls in from the 909 area code, I told them to call in.
Calling First Hawaiian Bank. Welcome to 24 hours customer.
Oh, yeah, it says Hawaiian Bank. Okay, I guess there's only two.
Oh, yeah. That could be problems. You don't want to fuck around.
Yeah, let's not hack the banks tonight.
Brad, do you want to call a person?
Give us all your money.
I don't care. Like, yeah, I'll call anyone.
Fuck those 1%ers, man.
I don't know this person, but I got their number off Chat Roulette. And they won't call on the show, so I think you should call
them.
Are
they going to be a Jehovah's Witness? Because that's what you always want me to call normally.
No.
It's Chat Roulette. He probably had his dick out.
He's whacking off on Jim.
909?
I haven't whacked off on there. I used to get banned.
Did you get a number? Just call and ask about the El Camino.
909.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling about the El Camino.
236. 8561. And they think it's a scam.
Is that too much trouble for you just to type it in the chat, you fucking lazy cunt?
Like, I told them a call and they think it's a scam.
They're on to us already.
They're not going to pick up.
Why'd you have me call them for?
Because I'm texting them right now. They're there.
Calling again.
Cuộc gọi của bạn đã được chuyển tiếp với một hệ thống lời nhắn thư thoại.
Oh shit!
Hiện không dùng được. Khi nghe tiếng
gọi. Yeah, and they think your call's a scam. That doesn't sound scam worthy.
We're just gonna leave them on the air and let them listen to our message.
Scam. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Thank Tombstone for that.
So Walgreens are really 24 hours? Because I'm not familiar with this, because I live in Albany.
A lot of them are. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. You know.
Nick, you want me to try one in 618?
A lot of 7-Elevens don't have bathrooms. Like when you guys always call, like, 7-Elevens for bathrooms. Like a lot in, like, big cities don't have no bathrooms.
I've never seen a 7-Eleven with a bathroom. I mean,
so where do the employees go then when they have to shit?
Well, yeah, the employees have a bathroom,
they have a bathroom, but yeah, they don't like because like the that's like a lot of
Walgreens has a bathroom, but you have to have their code to open the combination door. Oh, what the fuck?
With convenient pharmacy drive-through service,
they got angry at me. They just text me, don't have fucking random people call me, leave me alone.
Oh, so I should call them back. I deleted it.
Whatever.
Get your number out more.
Dude, that's some weird broad he's stalking or something. Doomsy.
Someone has Brad Pitt's number, but it's New Jersey, so I'm thinking it's not him. But I'm gonna call it. It's from
probably a Brad Pitt.
It's from Bookapoo. Thanks, Bookapoo.
Girl, what's your name?
That's Dark Stranger.
Oh,
she lives in Canada. Never mind. Do you want to hang out with her?
Yeah, sure.
Because you need a girlfriend so bad.
Please, do you want to hang out? I'll buy you beer.
Dark Stranger, drive down to Toronto and pick him up for Hope too.
You should continue looking for love on chat roulette. Automated.
I'll buy you beer.
9-7-3-4-0-9.
Hey, Tombstone, you buy my beer for the amount of time that we'll have a sexual relationship. I'll be your girlfriend.
Brad Pitt went to voicemail Bookapoo, so now he's giving me someone named Miley Cyrus. I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Never heard of her.
At the subscriber's request, this phone does not accept incoming calls.
Oh,
message
maybe it is.
TN96.
Oh,
nine,
recorded, Jen. This is a weird one. TN9658. I don't know if you have that one.
Write down that number, Jen. Do it, Jen. Do it.
TN9658. That was a weird one, dude.
I'm trying to call Walgreens.
The guy sounded all domineering and like a like an angry father.
The number you have called.
Thank you for
calling Walgreens with convenient pharmacy drive-thru service. We are now.
Is it just the pharmacy section that's open 24 hours, or is it the whole store?
The whole store.
A lot of the stores are open all night. A lot of the stores are open all night.
But why is the main phone line in the pharmacy?
Zyklon, what city are you in?
I mean, too, the only reason to go to Waffle House at 3 in the morning is to buy beer. Not Waffle House, Walgreens.
Walgreens to buy beer? They don't sell beer after 2 in the morning.
It's against beer at a pharmacy?
Where I live, they do.
It's against
Thank you for calling law. Walgreens. Located at Northwest...
Okay, I'm doing Walgreens in Nashville.
Please try again.
Thank you for calling.
Oh,
Walgreens.
They might.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah,
thank you for calling. Oh. Go away.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
PLA, go away.
That's what they should say.
It's like the best thing
Waffle
ever.
House. They're open 24 hours.
Okay.
Call that Denny's.
So, let's call 911 in different states.
Okay.
They're open 24 hours.
Area code 615-911. That's it.
Wow, I wonder if you... Would that just hit the 911 when they dialed it?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Even if there was an area code before it?
You try it.
No, I was just curious.
Probably not. You're right.
Fax machines for the win. And you said I needed a time machine, Brad.
It was Zyquan. Yeah. Yeah, I said that. I know people still fax.
I got a hold of them people. And they said I can give it to them that day. And just do my certification on Monday.
Hey, fax machines are awesome.
I'm going to
fix my time cards in.
Hi, we'd like to make an order.
Okay.
Quit laughing at us.
Shh, my drunk friends are here, sorry.
That's okay.
We require bacon.
Huh?
Bacon!
Okay.
Do you have bacon? Yeah, how many strips can I get?
How many you want?
I want 100.
Okay.
Each of my friends. How much will that cost?
100 orders of bacon?
Yes, please.
Hang on just a second. Let me get a calculator so I can add it up.
So I can add those zeros onto the end.
Get some more beer,
damn it.
$400 to $500. What else do you guys want? What else do you require?
Just a couple loaves of wife bread, because we'll just eat bacon sandwiches.
Wouldn't it be incredibly easy to figure out how much 100 things
of bacon... $235 without tax.
How much is one? $2.35 without tax?
Can we also...
Oh my god, look, I figured that out in my head.
I am
not retarded.
That he needed a calculator.
Drunk friends.
Sorry.
We also require a giant party pancake. Is that possible?
Sure, you'll have to come in and order if it's going to be that big of an order.
No, we have to order it now. You need to start cooking.
You have to come in and order it because I can't take that big of an order.
You have to start cooking it now. We're hungry. We can't wait.
Come in and see me. We'll fix it up for you.
Can I talk to the cook?
You can't drive because everybody's too drunk.
Even if you worked at a Waffle House, wouldn't you know?
How to
multiply it by 100?
That's what I said. I estimated. I imagined the thing would be. I imagine it would cost $4 to $5 for an order. So I said $400 to $500. Stupid.
I can't believe the guy actually added it up.
$2.35 times 100. What will that be?
Calculators. He had one of the old people calculators. That was giant big, the remotes they sell for old people. The 2-inch buttons. And he was 100 times 249.
What's that gonna equal?
Oh, hell, that's too big for over the phone.
they said if it's over five numbers, we have to have them call in. We have to have them pay first. If it's over five numbers.
Anyway, Bacon Shake is open 24 hours, and it's way better than Waffle House.
What
Fuck
is?
Fuck Waffle House.
Waffle Houses are pretty awesome, actually.
Smart people work there.
No, white trash It'll... works there.
Thank you for calling Waffle House.
Yeah,
you.
And...
Huh?
We need some food.
Okay.
Roy, what do you want? All right, fine. Can we have some bacon?
Okay.
Can we get...
let me get some biscuits and gravy, too.
100 bacons.
maple syrup bacon.
Okay, ma'am, I have a question for you quickly. How much is one order of bacon?
$2.35.
And how much is 100 orders of bacon?
How much is what? One more time?
100 orders of bacon.
100 orders of bacon.
Well, I guess you would do $2.35 times 100.
How much is that, ma'am?
Oh, I can't handle it.
I think she knew.
Like, you broke my brain.
You done goofed.
You done good.
She's gonna
backtrace you.
Star 5-7.
It's a legitimate question.
I think she knew. She can't be that dumb.
No, I think she was actually smart.
Yeah, she got insulted that you asked her the question.
What pass on White Bridge?
Oh, hello. I have a question about some prices of your products there.
You have a question about what?
The prices of the cost of how much some of your food might be.
Okay.
One order of bacon.
$2.35.
No, I mean 100 orders of bacon, though.
Are you serious?
Yes. How much for 100 orders of bacon?
Hold on.
Are you adding it on a calculator?
Excuse me?
Are you adding it up on a calculator?
Possibly.
Oh, God.
Do you need a calculator for that?
Mm-hmm.
But it's 100 times 235.
Okay, well, if you knew the answer, then why would you ask me?
I want to know if you know.
How much is a pancake?
Yeah, how much is one pancake?
We don't serve pancakes.
Waffles.
You know what I mean.
Don't be a smartass.
A waffle? Pancakes?
Smartass.
Right, man, I want a fucking pancake.
Excuse me?
Blue waffles.
I bet she has nice pancakes.
What?
Blue waffles.
Let me buy your pancakes.
Y'all don't have nothing else to do but call Waffle House and play on the phone?
How about the blue waffles? You got blue waffles?
We really need you to answer the math
blueberry
question. Just tell us.
No, plus blue. 45 cents.
Yeah. Oh, that's how you get them.
Your fake blueberries cost 45 cents.
Blue waffles. She's got the blue waffles.
So those places don't use real blueberries.
And if
playing
nobody
the
gets
phone
the blue waffle joke.
I think she
fuck
knew
yeah
the answer. She knew
yeah,
the
you
answer.
You should Google that, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful picture.
Isn't that like
right?
Perhaps, or like an STD?
Dark Stranger knows what I'm talking about.
I
yeah,
know
just
that too.
Just Google it.
It's an STD.
It's not real, though. If that makes it any better.
Call up like an IHOP and ask them if they ask how much waffles are.
Order more blue waffles. Why not?
Yeah, so that they have blue waffles.
Hey, Dark Stranger.
Hi, Waffle House. Can I help you?
Hey, Waffle House. How late are you open till?
24/7.
How lonely are you? Because I'm pretty lonely. I need someone to talk to. Damn it.
It doesn't work in the States either, huh, Tombstone?
It's weird that, these are like his real calls, and he's trying to make it part of the show.
He does this by himself at night. Every night.
Yeah. Like, there's a genuine sadness.
Hi, I'd like to order 3 chocolate chip pancakes.
Ask if they have blue waffles.
Alright, one moment, please. Let me get you a server to take your order.
Hey, right, guys, go order.
Hello, go ahead.
Do you have blue waffles?
A waffle?
Yeah, blue ones.
Excuse me?
Do you have blue waffles?
Blueberry, yeah.
Close enough. How much are those?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
How much are your blue waffles?
It'll be $2.95 plus 45 cents.
Alright, how much would 100 cost?
How much is what? Your phone's echoing, I can't hear you.
I need 100 waffles.
100?
The party. 100 blue waffles.
How many?
100 tasty, tasty waffles.
Hold on just
blue
a second.
Ones.
And some pancakes.
Hi.
Make sure they're Hello? Blue.
Hello?
Are you guys passing the phone back and forth?
She said she couldn't understand y'all. She asked me to take the order.
We're looking for blue waffles. 100 of them.
Blueberry? This is blueberry waffles?
Blue waffles, yes.
Okay, how many? Just one?
100.
100?
We're having a blue waffle party.
Okay.
How much would that cost?
How much would 100 waffles cost?
Yes.
It's going to be... Let's see. It'll be... $155.
Oh, you're cheaper than the other place.
Yeah.
Wait, no, there's no discount, right?
No, there ain't no discount.
So how is it $155? I thought they were $2.35 waffles.
They're a dollar. Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
No,
$2.95 a piece, that'd be $295.
Oh, God, you did the math the quickest.
Oh, but you told us $100. $150, so you have to give it to us for that.
It's going to ruin our Smurf party.
Yeah, you have to give us the first price, because that's what you quoted.
Hey.
Oh.
He did the math.
Small claims court.
I'm proud
motherfucker.
Of it.
Judge Judy, bitch.
Or sue someone over decaf coffee.
What kind of waffles are we going to eat at the Smurf-themed party?
I think Matt likes the chocolate chip ones,
so
personally.
He got the answer wrong. That's insane.
I know. Well, I think he was factoring in, like, something plus something. Because she did say an original price.
South
like,
Rockway
plus.
Waffle House is Josh speaking, man.
Hi, Josh. We're looking to order some pancakes, please.
Do what?
Waffles and pancakes. Is that
we don't sell pancakes.
You don't sell pancakes?
Just waffles, then.
Just give us waffles, then. We'll have to order more waffles. Can I have some blue waffles? Do you have blue waffles?
He
knew what it was.
Yeah.
We didn't even get that far with them.
Let's try an IHOP.
Oh, yeah. I should try an IHOP.
Get some bacon pancakes.
What are you rocking out there, Brad?
Let's ask if we can bring our own ingredients in.
I want to ask IHOP.
Some marijuana pancakes.
Cage Creek Waffle House, how can I help you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hello?
How busy? How busy it is in there right now?
It's not real busy.
Oh, okay. Do you have any, like, specials for, like, singles and everything?
Right now we have a T-bone and eggs for $10.
No. I mean, like, single people.
Oh, I don't think so. They all look pretty hooked up.
Oh. Okay.
You can come in and see for yourself, though, if you like, okay?
Alright, bye.
Ma'am, wait, ma'am. Oh. We didn't get to the
pancakes.
We didn't get to the important
dude. Everything
question.
Goes. Everything like the creepiness. Like everything's just about like he's like legitimately doing this. It's not even a prank. Because if they said yeah, come in, you go there.
Let's call someone around. Tombstone. What city do you live in?
How far will
Toronto.
You drive? That's where my sister is.
Will you take a bus?
Yeah.
Good morning, Thermal County
License.
This is Bridget. How may I help you?
Hi, I need to know how much one order of bacon is.
Two pieces or four.
Two pieces or four? So $4?
No, if you get two pieces, it's $1. If you get four pieces, it's $2.
I'd like the four piece for $2.
Okay, anything else for you?
Well, no. How much are 100 of the four piece?
Well, I don't know.
I'll add it up real quick.
I'm not at a calculator, sir.
No, it's just 100 times the 4. How much would that be?
Is this a joke?
No, it's very serious. I need 100 of them.
It'd be $400, wouldn't it?
Ding, ding, ding.
We also get 100 waffles. How much would that be?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not...
You're slow on it, but you still got the ding, ding, ding.
That's true.
Ding, ding, ding.
My Skype's crashed. Wow, there's a lot of numbers on here.
I don't
it's
think
crazy when it connects.
Do you love
to see
Rob
all
Ford,
those, like...
Tombstone?
What?
She didn't use a calculator.
Ford? Oh no, I hate Rob Ford. Rob Ford's fucking Hitler.
It's the biggest
okay,
dick ever.
Hold up. Next fall possible call, somebody's got to play the PLA word game.
Yeah, you do it then, genius.
Yeah, I get okay. Someone to say cactus.
Well,
Okay, I'll try to get her to say cactus.
Okay, we're calling Granite City Waffle House. That's the one from PLA 99, where Zach and D-Hate pranked Granite City Waffle House. I think the same lady still works there.
Get one in Canada for me.
Okay, next. Waffle House, Toronto.
Having a great day, Granite City Waffle House. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a plant. It's green, prickly, and it grows in the desert. What is it?
Excuse me?
Okay. It's a plant. It's green, has spines, and it grows in the desert. What is it?
Uh-huh. A cactus.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
You just won $102 on WBLA's Mike 40 DJ show.
You're on the radio.
Oh, I'm sir. Well, thanks for putting me on the radio. I appreciate it.
Don't you want your prize?
Of course.
Be more enthused or you don't get it.
You can come to our station in Roy, New Mexico.
I don't like your attitude. You're not getting your prize.
Oh,
or you can send us a certified letter.
In order for
how
me
about
to
I send you guys a certified check? You have something better to
I'll
do.
Send your face a certified letter.
Just say PLA, go away.
In order for you to win your prize, you need to grab a cactus and break it in their studio.
Yeah, I know. Shut up, Tim. I can't believe it worked, because you had, like, no nuance about it.
Who?
He was just like, what's that plant?
It's in the desert. Yeah.
Like, not even like, you know, I'm trying to get a special pancake made with these things I had. Like, you were just like, what's the goddamn plant?
He cut to the chase right away.
That was kind of awesome. I like that.
Are serious.
Okay, bye guys.
Piss
bye.
Off.
We hate you. Don't ever come back.
Hey, Dark
why
Stranger.
Why was it all like sister? That? I wasn't like, I wouldn't be in a dick to him. I was just
no,
saying,
my
like,
going to fuck you.
Oh.
Hey, I like trying to get after my sister now.
How old is she?
Who?
Dark Stranger's sister.
Who lives in Toronto? Never mind.
Okay.
There's no Waffle Houses in Toronto. What's the waffle name in
is
Toronto?
Waffle Houses are hick American shit.
There's no IHOPs.
Denny's. There are a lot of Denny's.
Denny's in Toronto?
Canada. In Canada, anyway. Yeah. Why?
No,
trying to hook him up?
Yeah, we want to hook Tombstone up.
Call like Tim Hortons.
I know there are Denny's in Canada.
Tim Hortons, are they 24 hours?
Yeah.
Starbucks. There's a few Starbucks downtown.
Are you talking about your stupid coffee shop where you're always trying to take Samantha?
Yeah.
You goof.
Okay, no.
You need to take her to a bar, you idiot.
No, I tried to. She said no.
She's smarter than that. Hey, unknown caller.
Well, she definitely says no to your stupid coffee.
Forever alone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Tim Hortons located at.
How about Brampton? You want to go that far?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay. I'll try the next Tim Hortons. It's in Toronto.
Mississauga's really close.
Fuck Mississauga.
Yeah, I got stuck on up there on a bus one time. It's a shitty ass place.
That sucks.
It's full of Indians.
Oh my god, I hate Indians.
Hate crime. I'm making Jen, sure to get typing. All the pee out this time.
They make damn good food, though.
Carl Jr.
That's racist.
Fuck you. I'm eating.
McDonald's will be okay.
Tim Hortons aren't open on 24 hours.
Stupid cunt.
God damn it.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, there are a couple of. I find that a Starbucks. Seeing as he doesn't want to go to Brampton.
How about we call like women's shelters and we call them up and say I could treat them good?
Here's a McDonald's.
Oh, Jesus, dude. Again, like all these calls are just your personal calls that you want to make.
Call the Starbucks in the hospital for sick kids. Do you want to go there?
Too young.
Why not? Nothing's open in Toronto on a Tuesday night.
24 hours. Even though I'm an asshole and didn't type it in for you.
I remember when fucking Samantha got me to talk to that poor lady on the ventilator in the hospital.
Damn it, I forgot the one.
That's terrible.
No, wait, I'm interested in this. Explain.
I'll call yours next, Dark Stranger.
I have to put a 1 in there anyway.
Matt, I'm interested. Go on.
It was like, she's just like, just fuck with this person. And she's like, you sus bitch, I'm on a ventilator in a hospital.
Morning, I don't have any cooking.
Hi, Danny's.
Hello?
We're hungry.
And that's the end of that chapter. Throw the scarf.
I don't care if you're hungry.
Someone should sue that lady.
That would make for a good intro.
If you call here, I'll see if you can find someone you know. Ask for...
I'm looking at nearby tweets on Twitter.
I'm butt sweaty.
Oh no.
Oh.
That was the best. What?
Hey.
What?
Hey, Brett, since you've never seen it, that's for you.
Huh, what?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Who's this? My butt hurts. Can you massage my butt cheeks?
Can we have some coffee?
Enemas?
I don't know, come on. My butthole itches real bad. Can you scratch it for me?
We'll fill your butthole with coffee.
Tim Hortons coffee.
Tim Hortons coffee tastes like cigarettes.
Hey, so,
how much is a tall coffee?
Hey,
give me the price of the coffee.
Why are you trying to give me a price, dude?
Hey!
Why are you trying to give me a prank to do? Oh, hey, what's the language here? Did you do anything to you?
How do you know? Cunt muffin.
Well, I'm just trying to get...
Can you put coffee in my bubble?
Wait, I like the way they talk.
On the show. Jay, we're actually on the show right now.
Yes, we are, ma'am.
Yeah. What's up, Arby? Hey, can we try to get a prank call in right quick?
Who is this?
Okay, what's the number? I can't get any other numbers to go through, though.
Who do you want to call?
My love Busty's name is Cleveland.
Ghostbusters.
Like, let us try to get a call in. Like, let us call Waffle House.
Okay.
I want to call Waffle House.
I'm trying.
Who's this Who's this angry bro?
None of the numbers are working for some reason.
I like telling Moth anyway.
Well, I have a three-way, so.
God, will you have a?
Everything drops. You should call the Waffle House on your side.
So many people are here. Want to have a gangbang?
Dude, RBCB is kind of cool, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh shit!
Like I've heard his shit, bro. It's funny, bro.
How old are you?
Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Are you a girl or a little boy?
Yeah.
Old enough to fuck you.
Wow.
I think it's a boy.
Fuck me or fuck her? Like, who are you fucking?
I bet he has a.
Well, I'm down for a full way.
I want to fuck a cactus.
Can I be in it? I'm lonely.
I'm down for a six way.
Can you hug
me? Okay, let's just do an orgy.
Can you hug me?
You bring the coffee.
Dude, Brad, all the fucking numbers connecting are hilarious.
I can't get anything to connect. I don't know why.
Caller.
It's because like when you called me, there's like a billion people.
Okay, can I try to do a prank call right quick?
Caller, can you hold my hand?
I want to do a prank call, but I can't get anything to answer.
Right quick.
It's broken.
Alright, here. I'll give you you know how like you call those motel sixes and shit and like do that prank calls about like all that? Well, I started doing that, RB, and this shit is so funny. And I found this one motel six guy that he gets real mad every time I fucking call him. So you wanna try him?
Sure, yeah, whatever. Okay.
Hi, he sounds like a cute little fella. I like this little guy.
Hey, I do nothing else, alright? Give me a spare time.
Yeah. I'm saying I like you. I'm complimenting you. You don't need to fucking...
Okay, alright. Alright. You ready for the number?
I am.
We're ready for the number.
But nothing works. I mean, yeah, I'll dial it. I'll punch
209.
The number. Okay, 209.
847.
Okay.
8181. He gets real mad, like, whenever you call him. Like, if you keep calling him, he'll get fucking angry as shit, and, like, he'll start doing some weird shit. I don't know. I've done him.
Did you break Skype?
I don't know. Nothing will dial. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm connecting things now.
Did you get that Simpsons thing I sent you?
No, not yet.
Here. Why do you gotta watch it?
I know.
Hold on, I'm connecting more people.
What did you say?
You heard me.
I don't know. I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Hello.
Hola.
Okay. Nacho?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you want now?
Qdoba.
This is Shell gas station. It's not a private phone, sir.
Shell?
Yeah.
Then hang up, cunt.
We want to talk to you if it's a private phone.
Can...
Who is that new kid? He was a character. Is he still on?
Where'd the little guy go?
Oh, I don't know. I think I lost all of you there for a minute.
Yeah. Well, that's what you had to do.
Yeah.
Nick's dead.
Because, like I said, when you called me the other time, like, the whole thing went up with all these little numbers. Like, the whole window.
Oops. Sorry.
There's a cat
no.
on cam.
How can I help you from Phil? Hello?
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 Hello, how can I help you from Phil?
Is this Motel 7?
Pardon?
Who am I speaking with?
Hey, you lost me.
Open your ears.
Okay.
Not you, shitstick.
Oh, sorry.
The person in Canada.
Hey, well, why'd you hang up on me? That wasn't cool, man.
It was an accident. I was trying to call these other people, and it disconnected everything.
Dude.
Hey, I have a question. How, like, whenever you packed that theater, how did you do that? That was funny.
What, when we hacked their answering machine?
I think you should purchase a book.
That shit was funny.
Yeah.
Read the book.
They believe anything.
Read a book. Read a book. Read a motherfucking book.
I wish we had theater.
Sorry.
Wear deodorant. Etc.
Oh, wear deodorant. He's just, it's like a new time. There's like weird hairs sprouting out and like the armpits are starting to stink. Good times.
Have your balls dropped yet?
You found my life.
What?
Look at Toomsy. He doesn't even know how to like post a fucking real number with the plus in front of it and everything.
You have to ask for all the single ladies.
God damn it!
All right, here I'm gonna three-way this prank call and just hang on the telephone, right?
Okay. Okay.
Look, he's even doing the work for you.
I'm doing mine.
I like this kid.
No. Yeah.
What's your name, kid?
Kyle.
Pleased to meet you, Kyle. I'm Matt.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Why is this a big one? I met him in the second punch. The big one. Hello?
Get back to work.
The big one?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi. Good morning, can I help you?
You need the big one? What?
Sorry, who is this?
Hey, what were you talking about, big one?
No, I'm sorry, I was talking to the phone I picked up before.
Is the phone out in the kitchen?
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Hi. Hello?
You were screaming about a big one.
Hello?
Yes, hello? I'm here. Hello? Hello? Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, can you go, what are you doing over there?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. How can I help you?
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
What do you do?
Who is this?
This is Jim down in accounting. I was wondering, what do you do down there? Because I'm thinking about firing this fat ass.
What do we do over here?
Yeah.
Meaning, like, what?
The hell do you think it means? What do you do?
We it's McDonald's store you're calling, right?
What?
You're calling McDonald's store.
So, maybe you should take your fat ass to college.
Sorry?
Maybe you should go to college and possibly make your way up to Burger King.
Oh, no, I'm happy at McDonald's.
You like McDonald's? You're a fat bitch.
Sorry, what?
I said, are you fat?
you know, I don't know. I don't need to answer these questions. I'm sorry. Is there any other way I can help you?
We're with the corporate office, so it's okay.
I was wondering if you can give me a tattoo. Hey! I'm the one that's talking here, okay? I was wondering if you can give me a tattoo on my stomach to say "bad bitch."
Sorry, we don't do tattoo. We just sell McDonald's stuff here. You have the wrong number.
I could.
Now we're on to where your register was short.
Yeah, we're from accounting, and you're fired.
Your register has been short, $28.
Get free.
No.
Get
back to
everybody. Yeah.
All right, hang on. Hey.
Rock on, kid. You're good.
Yeah, all right. Hey, hang on. I got a prank call, and y'all are going to like this one, all right? Just hang on.
We better.
I call this motel every time, and I call the same room, 125, and this guy, I think, is getting mad, so hang on.
Dude.
Every time.
Chick. That's totally epic, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're funny. Hang on.
You're not.
Dark stranger.
He's a sassy little boy.
You're supposed to help the kids out. Like, what do you mean?
Bad influence.
it's nice to fucking boost them up and help them.
Nah.
You don't want
the future
to die with us. Yeah. This fucker's eager, man. He's hungry.
You'll realize the world's shitty soon enough.
Yeah.
Welcome to real life. Matt thinks you're sexy.
Yeah. I think every child is sexy.
Oh, God.
Ooh, pedophile.
Yeah. Matt Hillock, pleased to meet you.
Yeah, let me do a quick background check. No,
testing. Call Domino so we can do stupid testing.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if Keith is there yet.
A mic check.
How about we do a cheesy one and call KFC and ask how big their breasts are?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a rebel.
That's too crazy for this show.
You don't know what breasts look like.
He's been in a bathtub with Unky Matt.
What was his name? Soul, whatever. You guys, buddy. Soliton, is that his name? Can't remember. The guy with the big titties. Did everybody hang up?
That's
I'm
what
here. It sounded like.
My name's Steve. I'll fucking take this job. That shit's fun.
At least you're with your eyebrows, not Fred. How's that haircut working out for you?
My hair's all long again.
That's good.
No, it's not. I have to, comb it and shit.
Put a bowl on your head and cut your hair like ladies rapes babies. Herbal, wake up!
KFC Macaulay.
Hey, how big are your breasts?
Huh?
Your breasts, how big are they?
My God,
wow.
That was so funny.
That's the end of that chapter.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Where's this?
Are you working hard or hardly working there, kid?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. Job site. It never gets old. Just like liquor, I hardly knew her.
In your laugh, so cute.
Oh.
wake up, Herbal.
No, he's dead.
Oh, you guys got a dead guy?
Yeah.
Awesome. Did he kill himself? Did he, like, make it put up? Wake up.
Yeah, this is a good call. You can hang this up at any moment.
You have too much coffee, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Don't call anybody. Hey, you're not the boss.
Okay, hurry up. Make your call.
All right, hang on.
We're on the edge of our seats.
He's full of piss and vinegar. I kind of like him.
He's a sassy little guy.
Yeah, it's funny.
Really all sad, though.
Please dial it now. For reservations and information, please dial 0 now.
All right.
You are being transferred to a guest.
All right. He's somebody take it.
You dick.
Yeah, this is your thing.
That was my voice.
Do it, Matt.
What? Like a real manly voice.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Yeah. And what am I doing?
Random guess.
The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time.
Asshole.
Speaking after there goes your big shot.
Then hang up when you are finished.
Yeah. Right. I get put
that,
down.
That could have been Killer Robots Part 3.
This is a phone show with special guest star Kyle.
All right, let's try again.
Herbal, wake up.
Let's. You're the boss, kid. Rock on. I'm championing your cause here.
Yeah, your lucky man likes you.
Calling, like what establishment is this?
Hi, Holiday.
What 5-star restaurant is this?
I think that was a KFC again.
Isn't that where you eat every day, kid?
Yeah. So I guess you're starting to assume that I'm fat now.
Nobody said that. You said it yourself, fatty.
You did. And you're like your special hatred for fat people earlier.
Yeah, you're hilarious.
Nothing wrong with being a fat kid.
Hello, KFC Kapalulu.
Hey, I'm happy.
Hello?
I have a question.
What's
it? So I went down to your 5-star fine establishment, and I walked in. I opened up my big box of chicken. I got an 8-piece. It was okay, but the meat was kind of small. Like, I was just wondering what size meat do y'all have? Like, what do y'all's breast size?
They're all about the same size.
Do y'all have the same breast?
Huh?
Y'all have the same amount of breast sizes? Like, y'all don't have the different amount of breast sizes? Like,
the 8-piece is drumsticks and thighs.
Well, I'm not asking about the drum pieces, ma'am. Did I say anything about drum pieces? No, I did not. I was wondering about your breast pieces.
It doesn't have breasts in the 8-piece. It only has drumsticks. You know,
what? Are you talking about that?
What did you order?
I'm asking a question about your breasts at KFC, and you were getting smart with me, ma'am. And I don't like. Can I talk to your manager, ma'am? Can I talk to your manager?
I don't like.
Well, let me talk to somebody in a higher authority other than your fat ass. Yeah, thank you.
Dun, dun, dun.
You should have went for cup size.
And told her she's a woman and can therefore not be manager. She's to get back in that kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to establish on who's going to be doing pranks because I don't feel like cutting people
this,
off.
This kid, he's got a little ghetto in him. It's like he's good shit.
It's your night, kid. It's your night.
He gets all sassy, and he's all about calling them fat, which is always funny. Like, once he starts making racial slurs, I'm out of a job.
Sorry, Matt.
Did you make a new friend?
Maybe, maybe not.
Hello?
Hi, order some food, you dumbass.
I'm sorry? Hello? Yes? Yeah, what are you doing tonight? Excuse me? Are y'all busy tonight? No. You're not busy, so you're just chilling in the back, getting high. What are y'all doing? This is Jim down in the, this is Jim down in Kentucky. We're the establishment. We are the, I'm basically your boss, and I was wondering, how are you guys doing down there? I'm from corporate.
There's the word you were looking for.
Thanks.
So authoritative.
Yeah, can never get that word out. I need to write my shit now.
I'm basically your boss.
Send us pictures of your cute little notebook. This is how to do pranks. Oh my god, that's a great idea.
Corporate with a big star.
Yeah, everybody makes fun of me.
Alright,
I got you.
No,
thank you for calling Cosby Foods, Home of Kids, Hawaiian Burger King. If you know your party's extension, please press the pound sign followed by the 3-digit extension at any time. If you're a customer, comments or questions, press
pound 911. No, I swear.
Another knee slapper.
Fuck the knees, I'm slapping the thighs.
Oh my
Christ.
Y'all call the weirdest places.
Where would you like to call?
This was his idea, wasn't it? He wanted to call KFC.
Give me a hotel. I like the idea of hotels. Give me a hotel.
That's where the hoes be.
Preferably motel.
Okay.
Thank you for calling KFC. Hello. Yeah, this is Jim down in corporate, and I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah, we were wondering, are you guys switched to wireless registers yet? Like, does your register run off of batteries yet?
Oh, no.
Well, we're thinking about sending down some brand new things, but we have a quick upgrade that we'd like to give you. Could you, like, stay on the phone and just, like, do this to your register so we could possibly, you know, register you to wireless?
Oh, we cannot do that.
No, but I'm not in corporate. This is Jeff down in corporate.
No, I cannot do that. Sorry.
He's basically your boss.
I'm basically your boss.
No,
unless you want to get
your store job.
You're fired.
Hello? Hello, Kwanzaa? Hello, you there?
Yeah.
Alright, whatever. Yeah,
Fire her with the, you know.
Yeah, bitch, you're fired.
Powerful voice. There.
Dude, you can't really do the corporate.
Yeah.
You can't try to be grown up. Like, you can call up, you can say that, like, you're fucking, you're scared, and, like, your dad left you there,
yeah.
Or he ate their popcorn chicken and choked on it, and you don't know what to do now. Like, he's laying there choking, and act like a scared kid.
You have to work with what you have.
Yeah.
I got
hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Springfield.
If you know the room number of the guest you're calling, you may enter it at any time. For directions.
Automated transfers to guest rooms are closed until 6 a.m.
Oh, no.
Hello, you've reached Red Roof Inn's message center. The guest you are trying to reach is not available.
Nice message.
If you would like to leave a message, do so at the tone. To speak with an operator, press 0 now and you will be connected. Please stay on the line while we connect you.
That was the Motel 6 music at the minute, at the beginning.
Is this the opera?
And it said.
Then it went to Red Roof Inn, didn't it?
Yes. This is the front desk, I think.
So, operator.
Yeah, you're talking to the front desk at a hotel.
I wanted to know.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. This is Renee. May I help you?
Oh, my God. I'm in room number 125, and, like, me and my dad were sleeping, and this guy just came and knocked on our door, and my dad just woke up out of the study, and he hit his head on the lamp, and, oh, my God, it's not looking good.
Does he need to go to the hospital, or...?
No, can you come up here and, like, help me? Because I'm just 6, and I'm trying to get my dad back to normal health, and it's just not working right now. Can you please just come up here and help me? Like, I'm about to just break down in tears and let my dad die. Can you please just come on up here?
Yeah, I can't leave the office. I can
get your fat ass up here, ma'am. I am fucking about... I'm about to get on my fucking... I'm about to... please, ma'am. Please, get up here now.
I'll call the manager. What room number?
125. Hurry now. Oh, my, please.
My head. My head.
See? Are you okay, Jim? Dad? You okay? Please send somebody up.
Emergency. Earthquake warning.
We lost the patient.
She was so calm.
That was... she just doesn't give a fuck. Because scumbags say that.
We probably shouldn't try to panic people.
Yeah, we needed fucking Jen to record that weird off the hook line for the thisisrecording.com.
Yeah, come back, Jen. We need your sound effects.
How about we call Xbox? Go back to the classics.
No.
Are they open this late?
Who?
Xbox.
GameStop, I think he means.
Oh. Battle Toads for the win.
Fighting Frogs.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6.
Killer Amphibians. Call it anything but Battle Toad.
Yeah. I never even thought of that. That's awesome.
For reservation, please press 2. For the front desk, please press 3. Or hold on the line for further...
3, 3, 3, 3, 3.
I tried a room number.
Oh.
Sorry.
Good morning. Thank you for choosing Motel 6, Springfield, Illinois. This is David. May
ma'am,
I help you?
Sir. I'm having a... Oh, my gosh. My dad just woke up, and, like, it is not looking good. Like, I need your help. I'm in room number 125. Could you please help me?
What's the name of the guest?
I'm in your hotel, idiot. My dad just woke up, and he's not doing good. Can you please help me out? I'm in your hotel.
Interesting, because I don't have anyone in room 125, but you have a wonderful
room. Well, I guess you need to check your shit, because I am not feeling good.
Dun, 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 dun,
he caught you, little kid!
Oop-a-doop-a-doo. Wow, this is a whole lot of fun. What a great crank call. Thank you.
Do you want to call someone else with us?
What's up, Motel 6 guy?
How you doing, Charles Jr.?
What a cunt.
We need to call him back and get him to sing.
Damn it. 125, you hear everybody doing.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel
6 Springfield. Alright, I'm not doing this one. Somebody else do it. I'm the one to take all the glory.
Shut up, Keith. It's
your night. I'm not taking this one.
Yeah, okay, it's going to be dead.
Good morning, thank you for choosing Motel 6, Springfield, Illinois. This is David, may I help you?
David, can you sing me a song, please?
No, I don't think I can. But you have a wonderful night.
No,
thank
no,
you.
Please.
No, come on, dude. Come on, have some fun, you goof. Yeah?
What else are you doing?
Like, you already caught, like, our stupid little protege in his dumbness. Like, just have some fun. Yeah?
Can you take me out to the ballgame? Take. Yeah. Yeah, I'll sing it with you. Take me out to the ball.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Indianapolis East. If you
I
know
was going
to
sing Radar Love.
Calling, please enter it at
sing
any
that,
time.
Kid.
For directions to the motel, please press 1. For
dun, dun,
press 2.
For having all that in my hands, but we... Kid's like, what the hell?
Is that some Radar Love?
Yes.
So I'll sing, like, I'd karaoke Radar Love with you any day. That'd be awesome. Brad, have you watched that video I sent yet?
I don't think so. Did you send it tonight?
I'm sending it in the chat, like, constantly.
Oh, no, I didn't see
it. Look at it, it's 30 seconds.
I'll watch your video too.
Oh, The Simpsons.
Oh, haha. It's pretty funny.
How awesome is that?
That was pretty awesome.
You're hilariously mixed match roommate.
Here, I'll give it to the people in tiny chat so they can have fun too.
Yeah, everyone should see that.
It's like some dude with like a video camera at a TV to make it even better. That
Hello.
Fucking like you that like
that yeah, a lot of the Simpsons six, clips are in Spanish.
Yeah, this that Motel 6 music's like
I'm
oddly blessed, soothing to me.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in the Apple Cell. This is Brian. May I help you?
Hello, can I have room 137, please?
What's the first last name on the room?
Well, this is John from the corporate office. I'm just calling, and we need to be transferred to that room, because...
I need to know first and last name to be transferred.
But I'm in the corporate office, so I'm basically your boss.
Okay, well, even though you're my boss, I still need to know first and last name to the room.
Sir, if you don't transfer, you're going to be fired.
Excuse me?
You're fired.
We need you to fire yourself.
I think he's going to leave.
Dude, I think they've went on, like, crazy lockdown since, like, for when we were,
after
like,
Dex.
Inundating them. Because, I don't even know. Like, well, maybe. But, like, I just, like, it's weird that song is so, like, I hear it and it just makes me feel happy. Like, that means that I've heard it way too many times, you know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, good old Dex. Uh-huh. What's up with him? Did they grab him yet? Or is he still lurking about?
I don't think they ever charged him with anything.
Yeah. Dude, fucking Canada rocks. We need to go up there.
They just got the pedo from the room. Who pranked his own city.
Does Canada have any kind of, like, welfare where if you just don't want to work, you can just live there?
Be Canadian first.
Well.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Seaway. May I help you?
Hi, this is John from the corporate office with Speedway.
Hi.
Hi, I'm just calling to do a customer survey for the week. Do you have a customer in there that I can speak with?
No, there's not a customer in the store right now.
Oh. That messes things up.
Fuck.
God damn it.
Can we ask you some questions?
Sure.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to orange, what would you rate the air quality in there?
I'm sorry.
On a scale from 1 to orange, what would you rate the air quality in your store, in the atmosphere?
The area quality is good. I mean, I don't know.
What
on a scale of 1 to orange, man, this isn't a yes, no, maybe so. This is a 1 to 10. No,
do you enjoy your job?
Well, it needs to be 1 to orange, so think about where that would be. Answer the question.
Or maybe great, maybe 7, I don't know.
Green 87?
Green is good. So it'll be green. Do I enjoy my job? Yes.
Ma'am, do you do drugs on the job, ma'am?
No.
It's okay.
Have you ever stolen from your employer?
No.
How much have you stolen tonight? Just tonight.
We've seen you on cam putting cigarettes in your pocket.
Do what?
We're watching you on camera. We need you to turn out your pockets for us on the camera and show us that you don't have cigarettes.
No, I don't have no cigarettes in my pocket.
Okay, turn out your pockets. I'm going to watch on the camera. Are you doing it?
Yes, I'm doing it.
I think she has them hidden in a secret pocket. Ma'am,
who is it?
You need to take off your shirt.
Do jumping jacks.
You don't have any cigarettes in the raw. Yeah.
Do jumping jacks right now.
Yeah, expose your bosoms and do jumping jacks. Idiot.
All the cigarettes can fall out. It'll be sick.
From under the boob meat.
He said boob meat.
Oh, Kyle.
Memories. How big, how much boob meat would you say you have?
How big are your cups?
One to 11.
How about this one? How about I challenge somebody to use the word black tar heroin in this prank call? The next one.
That's called the word game.
Yeah, let's do that then. Use black tar heroin.
Use it, just call up and just say black tar heroin. That's fine.
Yeah,
fine, I'll win it right now. I'll win it. Yeah, call somebody. I'll win
Hello,
it.
Hello, black tar heroin.
Just say you dropped the black tar heroin in their bathroom.
I've totally got this.
I think you do too. I have faith.
Yeah. I left all my heroin there.
you
needles. Spoof.
Yeah.
My black tar heroin, to be precise.
Give a Mexican from the border crossing.
It's not just heroin, it's black tar heroin.
What is this number? Nothing?
Oh, it's supposed to be Steve.
Speaking of heroin, I found out my ex isn't dead, or just bus left here earlier than she thought. And was only able to get all that. I thought for sure that
That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah. Well, I was happy about it. Like, that kind of blew me up. Because she's always like, come live here when you run out of money. Because in Minnesota, you can, like, live for nothing. Just get declared incompetent for being drunk.
Yes, hello, government. I am stupid. Please give me money.
Hello, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, hey there. I was just walking around your store looking at the runts and whatnot, and I noticed they were a little overpriced, and I dropped my black tar heroin. Dum-dum.
Also,
black tar.
Oh, Matt wins the prize.
Yay.
Yay.
You have a small bottle of dip.
That was awesome.
What else would you like to ask for?
That wasn't hard at all.
Now I challenge to make the other guy say black tar heroin. Like, make the other guy say it.
Oh, that's probably what you originally meant. You just didn't say it right.
He meant for you to play the word game. Get someone to say something.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Nobody's going to say black tar heroin, though.
All right. How about,
it's a real challenge, though. It's a really good challenge.
That is a real one.
Are you up for it?
No. Where are you calling? I don't want to lose my turn. Depends.
7-Eleven, this is Aaron speaking. Hello?
Hello, could you tell me what the opposite of white is?
No, he can't.
Like, I need to know, like, it's one of these gas stations that I know they have a bathroom and, like...
Okay.
Like, right. It's, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go get... You fucking.
How about the word a little bit more easy? How about the word is a. Like, let's take the word out.
But Matt, you can do this. This is yours.
Pussy. Let's make the word pussy. There you go.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if you had a certain thing there. Funny? It's another name. Do you know another name for cat?
Other name for?
Do you have any cats there?
Cats? No.
Do you know another name for cat?
Hello?
Okay. Hello? Do you have microwave bacon?
Microwave what?
Bacon! Do you have bacon?
Yellow.
Stick your head in the microwave and get a tan.
Blue. Oh, dirty. You fucking cunt.
Pussy's hard. You can't really get anybody to...
Oh, it depends who you get to.
I can't believe you just actually said stick your head in the microwave and get yourself a tan.
It's my favorite song.
Oh, is it?
I love it. Yeah, it's probably my favorite Weird Al song.
Do you want to be my secret girlfriend?
Why not?
Oh shit, something crazy's happening.
Tracy.
Yeah, I know. Where's Jen when we need her with the recording equipment?
Jen, call back in.
That's some weird, like, fucking... It's like a pigeon. Yeah. 7-Eleven. Hello. It was like a pulse dial mixed with a pigeon.
Is that 7-Eleven still on the line?
I thought he...
Huh?
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. He's like, listen to this, cunt. Send.
You see, it's a little bot that plays ear rape tones.
Yep, that's what he does.
I like when they press all the buttons.
Like, on some faxes, you can like just pick up and listen, and then you could hit send.
That's
just
true.
Make the rape noises.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes?
This is Paul from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
What?
This is Paul from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
No.
No, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Paul, are you in cocaine?
My name is Kyle, and I do cocaine!
Yeah! Wait, no!
I want a bump, kid.
What kind of drugs do you do, kid? Coffee? You drink lots of that. And you're like, wee!
Nah, I do something more hardcore than that. I smoke Smarties.
Oh, shit.
Awesome.
Have you ever seen that video?
You should grind them up and do rails of them.
Yeah,
I'll do a bunch of mine. You give me a credit card, so
I
guess you're doing
one.
Possibly
pink.
There we go. I found the video of Kyle.
You found a video of him?
Yeah, smoking Smarties.
Is it really him?
It sounds like him.
I love me. If you ever found me, I would tell them.
Hello?
if she ever found you. If you called from any phone that's anywhere near yours, Fred Carter will happily find you.
Well,
hello?
Yeah, hello. How you doing, Sugar Bridges?
You got two voice. I don't understand what you say.
Wait, okay. Hey, this is the store, right?
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. I had a problem with your bathroom.
I can do nothing right now.
Well, no, I just wanted to talk to you about it, because I found the drugs, I think, in a little bag. They were it was a little black, like, hello? Bag. Yeah, hello, I'm sorry. I was in your laboratory earlier.
Your crack house?
Huh?
Why are you dropping the bag?
Did you call me a crack house?
That was me.
Wrong phone number.
Oh, no.
Yeah, did she call me a crack house, or did she say you're cracking up?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I kind of sound echoey. I don't know where it's coming from.
I said you're a crack. I said this is a crack house. That's
for
the John Boy.
I still, like, I kind of echo off yours, Brad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can turn off my microphone.
Here, I'll hang up and call back. Will that work?
Maybe. I don't know.
They had a meth lab in the bathroom.
Matt.
Wow. Yeah. There's a lot of numbers. Holy shit, dude. Holy fucking shit. I'm scrolling across it.
Should I hang up?
Oh my god, the numbers.
Should I hang up and call back so that it'll dial them all?
That's always kind of fun. When
it's
they
always
all...
a good way to end the show like that.
Hey, don't
call
try
everything.
To
end, no, don't... I'm not trying to end the show. I'm just saying it's a good way. Just call everything back.
I think we're going to have to end the show and it's going to be all dark.
No! It's not my fault.
I'm gonna hate you forever if he does that at this point.
Yeah, bye, Michelle. Good night.
Fuck you. Fuck you, kid.
Hold on.
Fuck it. Hey, fuck you, dark stranger.
Oh no. Call group. Oops. I tried to call back everyone and it won't let me. It won't let me dial that group of numbers. That's not my fault. Who else was on?
Well, it's still,
that stupid kid.
Fuck that kid. I liked him until he's like, yeah, let's end it because I can't do anything right. He's got a lot of heart. He's like the fucking Tom Cruise and Far and Away. He's a little scrapper.
Oh, come on. You gotta love him. Let's call
him. Yeah.
Back.
It's his show.
He needs to get on Skype, little fucking fruit.
Yeah, goddammit.
Get his Skype name. Make sure everybody hears it.
Well, we've got his phone number. It's 904.
No.
Hey, pedos, he wants a kid's number. Whoa, did you just get a manly voice?
What did he say? My butt hurts and hung up?
Hi, butt hurts.
1878. butt hurts and hangs up. I liked him too.
Me too.
7-Eleven on 6 Josephine, how I help you? Need a receipt?
Hey,
hello?
Hey, you're gonna give up my radio number? That's not cool, man. You're gonna give my name over the radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Did you want 7-Eleven?
Yeah, I want 7-Eleven.
Okay, what did you ask for?
Yeah, I was wondering, I have a question about your store because I was down there and I had a couple problems with it. Can I just complain to you? Because you seem like a big complainer.
Where do you have problems with?
What? Oh, yeah.
Your phone is breaking up. It's kind of hard to...
Now, first, I had a couple problems.
Of what?
Yeah, I went down there and I bought a slushie. And I went home. And I guess that there was a couple lashes.
It's the end of that chapter. They're called Slurpees at 7-Eleven.
Dumb kid.
You're gonna give out my number on the radio. That's not cool. Or 904. I dialed right away. That's not cool, man.
Welcome to the club, Chuck. Yeah, hey, Brad, stop.
That's not cool.
What is cool?
No. I imagine it's going to come down on me now.
What the hell?
Shut your kids up.
Hello? Was that a clerk?
Sound like a little kid. Did a 2-year-old pick up the phone?
They've got a kid running the register.
It was nice. I was talking all this shit to the kid, and then my Skype crashed. I'm like, I wonder if he did something. Remember when Dark Stranger used to do that?
Yeah,
not Dark Stranger.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Night Asylum.
Yeah, Night Asylum. He did that to us. God damn it.
Yeah, and then he told Gunner how to do it, and fucking Gunner would do it to me sometimes. I'm like, you're fucking just assheads.
I just had it happen to me. Because
that's
when
I was on the old Mac, and like it was like a bitch to like reboot it because the power cord was all janky.
What is going on over there?
Oh shit, no.
Hello? Hello?
Hola.
Hello? Can I please talk to the child? What?
Oh, no.
That's their voicemail.
What just happened?
did the kid record a new voicemail or something?
I think that was the voicemail's name.
I guess that's what happened. Pressing all the buttons.
It's just random. It's like a child in a car seat behind the desk at a 7-Eleven. I've seen it plenty of times. They just put them in car seats.
It's called 9-11.
Thank you.
Huh? meet your hilariously mixed match roommate. Dun, 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 dun. Dude, I'm good at, like, beating a dead horse. Like, it's still, like, funny to me forever.
Oh, yeah. That's what I get.
As long as you laugh, it's funny. Everyone else laughs. It's contagious.
Nobody's answering.
I've never even. Hey, the fax is. Why can't any of us talk analog? Again, computer signal.
I'm not sure.
We need Captain Crunch on here.
Yeah.
And whistles.
Him and his $20,000 pair of...
Do you sell whistles?
Hi,
whistles. We're from the corporate office.
Do you have any customers in the store right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Well, this is Paul from the corporate office. We're doing a customer survey, and we need to speak with the customer that's there in the store. We have to ask the customer some questions.
Oh, okay. Let me speak to
them. Okay, yeah.
Okay, one only.
Put the customer on the telephone.
Hold on, I ain't making coffee right now.
Well, tell him to hurry up.
Excuse me?
Tell him to hurry up and come to the telephone.
You will get free things.
Free beer and hot dogs.
Yeah.
And a free business.
Yeah, say free things.
And a $5 an hour raise.
Ray Hello? Local.
Hello?
It's for you, Matt.
Hello, this is a customer? Hello.
I think you hung up
Hello,
already.
Hello, sir. Fucking cunt.
Ray Local.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to call something else.
We're still going with when we get the customer on the line to say that the employee has a crush on them, right?
That's the best.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is Matt calling from corporate, doing the customer survey, the annual one. Do you have any customers in the store right now?
No.
No. You don't have any customers?
No.
How are we
Can
ever going
to
make
some
a
questions?
Profit?
Here to answer some questions.
Yeah. Yeah, let me pass you to my coworker.
Oh, ma'am, may we ask you some questions then, please?
What kind of questions? Excuse me.
Oh, not personal questions. We have a panel here and we need to ask questions. We have Roy and Roy. Roy, do you have any questions for this lady? We need to know if you enjoy your job. She hates her job. Hey, you guys are supposed to come up with questions.
Hey, I was doing one thing there. Like,
I had a brain fart. I was like, I don't have any funny things to say.
You didn't ask Kyle if he had any questions.
What
time? Man.
Wow. You're awesome. This fucking kid is awesome.
Kyle always has questions.
Yeah, you know it.
He's learning.
I am. I'm like the best person.
Like... you're no Brad Carter.
It's time to go away now. Matt likes you too much.
I hate him. Take that.
You must be this high to ride the prank ride.
I'm going to say yeah to everything that they have to say.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah? You there?
You're so domineering. They just totally. You scare them off, dude.
Yeah.
All I said is yeah.
It sounds like you're what? From Park Ridge, Indiana? Is that what you said?
I just said, yeah. Go ahead.
Come hang out in Chicago sometime, kid.
Yeah. Or you can hang out sometime in Florida.
We have people down there.
Yeah, we do.
Jen was making fun of your state earlier. She's a big jerk.
Yeah.
I hate Jen.
Jen's never a big jerk. She's awesome.
Just kidding, Jen.
There's Jen's no- like loved, and she's just the best thing ever.
There's nobody-
like, dude, the fact she's putting all this fucking calls on YouTube, that shit takes a lot of time, dude.
Probably does.
Yeah, get a life, Jen.
Yeah, Jen.
Do something useful.
Whatever. You're awesome, kid. I'll hang out in the stairwell and smoke with you.
Yeah.
It was great when we came back in the room with the phone signs and then the handset with the bread.
That was the best.
I don't know. She's like, he ripped it off the wall.
What?
DEFCON fun.
I'm assuming all this. Destruction. That's wrong, you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Almost everything I do is wrong.
You're wrong. You should die.
Yeah.
Your face is wrong.
She doesn't even know the comeback, see? She could have won right there, yeah?
Yep. The show would have been over.
With the your mom's wrong. And that's the end of it.
This whole thing is wrong.
The whole goddamn court is out of order. I've got nothing but contempt for it.
La la la. La la la.
Fucking Christ.
Matt, don't hate me, but I think this might be a good time for me to get going.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Goodbye, yeah. Everybody.
It was fun.
You guys should do a conference without me.
I guess I'm coming back next Tuesday, I guess.
No.
Just considering
we'll never
sleeping.
Pick up on you.
Hey, kid, get on Skype.
I'm not a fag. I'm not an old person. I don't want Skype.
Go shoplift a microphone and headset.
Yeah.
Do it.
Right now.
Skype's fucking awesome, dude.
When it works.
I'm not a girl. I don't mess with Skype. I mess with everyone.
Skype is the future.
So,
he's on MySpace.
Nah. You really tell my life. No, quick question.
Oh no.
Yes, spit it out.
Radio. And we'll catch you on next Tuesday. And thanks for turning into Mom's one.
Yay.
That was fun if I ended the show, but.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, random kid.